772-341-9895.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. To have joy. Just about, I choose joy. When you make these choices, certain things start to fall in place, and Holy Spirit will, the paraclete will shore up beside you and begin to encourage you. You can't block him out with your unbelief, with doubt and sadness and sorrow and your pity party. No, ask for his help. Come on, why? Why? Because you are a witness. People watch your life. Amen. So, he has given all things to us that pertain to life and godliness, but tell someone right now, you got to believe for it. God's name we looked at is El Shaddai, all-sufficient one, all-sufficient one. And his name is also Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee, the Lord that heals. He knew our walking through this life, we would encounter things. There's sin in the world. There's death in the world. There's disease. There's infirmities. All kind of things that we would encounter. So that's why he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Remember Peter, when Jesus was washing their feet, Peter said, Lord, don't wash just my feet. Wash my head. Wash my hands. Wash my back. The Lord said, no, Peter, all that's necessary is for me to wash your feet. I liken that to the reality that it's your feet, your walk. Your standing don't change. Your state changes. And they will walk those dusty roads, the same roads that donkeys and horses. And donkeys and horses don't tell their master they got to go use the restroom. You ever seen a parade? You just see the horses. They don't care. They just going on. And they walk those same roads. So their walk got kind of dirty. Somebody can cause you to come to church with a bad attitude. That's not you. It's just a bad attitude got on you. Come on, you can come into church feeling bad, feeling low, feeling angry. That's not you. It's just your feet got dirty. So we get washed in the water of the word. Amen. You're still saved. God still love you. Your standing hadn't changed. It's just you got to get a little washing. Amen. So how important it is for us to understand God has already provided everything that pertains unto life and godliness. And he's Jehovah Rapha. Then we talked about confession in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. And if you weren't here, get the CD. This will really help you. This is how we establish Goshen. And we need Goshen today. There's going to be judgment that falls. And you don't need it. That's why in Revelation it said, come out from among them. Come out. Come out from Babylon. Come out. Don't be yoked up and tied up in there. Even in Egypt, the Lord gave all, even the servants, the slaves, a chance to come out. But those that remained, they were judged. The ones that came out were proselytes. As a matter of fact, the proselytes, the ones that came out with Israel, they called them rabble. And those were the ones many times that caused the Israelites' hearts to be filled with unbelief. Read about it in Exodus, the rabble. They turned the hearts, and so they brought in punishment or chastisement from God. So Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, confession is made unto soteria. Confession is made. See, our salvation has been wrought by Christ. We can't add to that, nor can you take anything away from that. He did that. The second Adam, what man cannot do, God did. We are born again, not of the flesh, not of the will of man, but by the word of God, by the Spirit of God. God did that. But now, when it comes to soteria, it says confession is made unto salvation. With your heart, you believe. And confession is made unto it. In other words, there's a confession, not just, you know, I repent of my sins, I accept the Lord Jesus. That started it. But we're talking about soteria. We're talking about continual deliverance. We're talking about living above what the enemy's trying to do. We're talking about not being snared by the enemy, living a high life, that abundant life. Amen. Of peace, love, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So confession is made unto soteria or salvation. All right? That's so important. Angels are listening to what you said. And then I think we closed out with Daniel chapter 10, verse 12, where the angel finally appeared to Daniel on the 21st day of his fast and prayer and said, the first day that you prayed, your words, we heard, heaven was listening. We heard you. We were dispatched, but we met the prince of Persia. They contended with us. We had to call for reinforcements. See, there are a class of angels that are messengers. Then there's a class of angels with Michael and them. They're warriors. And they had to call for the warriors to come to clear the portal, to open the gateway so he could come and bring Daniel his answer. But when he brought it, he said to Daniel, your words were heard. And he said, I'm here standing before you right now because of your words. In other words, Daniel didn't change, saying, you know what, this has been 5 days now. Ain't nothing happening. Is he ain't. Maybe I read the scriptures wrong. No, Daniel had a made up mind. Daniel stayed the course. Daniel 21. Now the men with him, when they saw, everybody started to tremble, they saw that light, they took off. But Daniel stood and the angel touched him, strengthened him. So, they can accomplish much because of our words. Now, we're not just talking about idle words. Somebody trying to take up a formula, just saying stuff. The sons of Sceva tried that. They said, you know what, there goes somebody possessed. Let's do what Paul did. They went over and said, we adjure you in the name of Paul's God. Come out of him. That devil said, all right, I'm going to show you Paul's God. I know Paul. And Jesus we know too. We ain't messing with them, but we don't know y'all. All seven of them run out of there naked. The guy tore the clothes off of them. Nope. Can you see him running down? Exoria. Help, help, somebody help us. They were just using idle words. That's why you listen. This is why we train and teach and train and teach and train and teach. When time comes for you to need this, you haven't been training in it or exercising your faith in it, it ain't going to work for you. The devil said, you ain't moving in the power. But if you have disciplined yourself, if you have followed, if you have kept the word in your mouth, Joshua was told, keep this word in your mouth. That word mouth in Joshua 1 and 8 is the word pay. It's the decade of the mouth. And when trials come, when our faith is tested, we can stand. We're not going to buckle. We're not going to be afraid. We're not run from things. We can stand until God sees us through. And we stay the course. The wind may blow. The storm may rage. The floods may come. But it beat upon that house. But that house stands. That's what we must create. That's the Goshen. Because we will see judgment in the world. Systems will be judged. The earth will groan and moan, waiting for the manifestation of the sons, that remnant. words contrary to God's will bind or hinder the angels that are sent to you. Do you understand? About four of y'all. Anybody else understand? Words. That little saying just came to mind. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Words will kill you. Maybe not somebody else's, but yours. And when you allow the fountain to be bitter and sweet, you are in neutral. You can't drive a neutral car. Where are you going? Unless you get a downhill slope. You're not going anywhere. You're in park. You're in neutral. Amen. So it's vitally important that we exercise ourselves to discipline that tongue. That tongue can control your whole body, even your imagination. When you control your tongue, you can control, you bring that subject. You arrest every thought, and you can control thought that comes into your mind. You just don't think certain ways. And when you truly work at disciplining, your subconscious gets in agreement with you. And you start responding to stuff from a godly perspective, not a carnal perspective. You believe God first before you want to doubt and fear. See, the enemy, this is how tight this thing is. The enemy sowed a seed of doubt to Eve. He said, God hath not surely said. See, here's how he does. He sowed the seed. And I pictured it this way, just left the seed. Went on his way. He knew she received the seed. He let the seed mature. That's how he does. You let that stuff get in there. And just about the time you're supposed to get your promotion, you about got your breakthrough, here come the devil for his seed. And some of us had that testimony. You always get to the crust. You always get to almost to the finish line, and then boom, you push back because you allowed some seed. Remember, we're not to mingle our field with mixed seed. Come on. Anything that is not of faith is what? About five of y'all read the Bible. Anything that is not of faith is sin. Come on. People like to, anything not of faith is sin. They just like to skim over that real quick. Think about that. I mean, that's not the Lord trying to condemn us or judge us. He's trying to bring us to a higher place in him to where we truly walk by faith. Amen. And not by sight. We're not hindered by the things that we see. It's going to be vitally important in these last days. God will impart a grace to us. But see, grace comes to the humble. You must humble yourself. You must admit you don't know it all. You've missed the mark many occasions. Amen. God has a grace for that. When you humble yourself, he that humbles himself shall be exalted. He that exalts himself shall be abased. It's always humbling yourself, knowing that we're dependent upon God. A little baby, when it's born, is totally dependent. When it gets a certain age, it wants to be independent. You see them in the mall all the time, little children walking way out there. Moms have one of these long bungee cords. They just like they know where they're going.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.